Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Kalani with your 10 a.m. Zlines.
In local news, soon residents will be able to have their say about the proposal to transform parts of Upper Mount Gravatt, with towers up to 30 stories potentially in the works. The precinct plans to allow tall buildings around the Garden City Shopping Centre running along Logan Road and Mount Gravatt Kalpapa Road, part of the Tall Not Sprawl push from the LNP to increase housing that is connected to existing infrastructure and public transport. The Labour opposition argued the changes brought to council were a flawed strategy that over-prioritised supply. Labour councillor Lucy Collier stated, quote, "I reject the idea that this debate is simply between people who support more housing and people who oppose it." She acknowledged that Brisbane will grow no matter what, but who the growth is for and whether infrastructure can keep up is most important. Public consultation for the Upper Mount Gravatt precinct plan is due to open on August 21st.
The social housing waitlist has dropped to 44,000 from 48,000 2 years ago. Housing Minister Sam O'Connor has chalked the decrease up to a more actively managed list and more homes coming online. Fiona Caniglia of Q Shelter points to the missing middle through, though. She said, quote, "There isn't a lot between social housing and the open private rental market for people who are relying upon renting." Sam O'Connor would not commit to a hard figure that he promised to bring the waiting list down. The minister said, quote, "The target given to me by the Premier was 53,500 social and community homes to be delivered by 2044.
In national news, some legal experts have warned Australian insurers that they are at risk of breaching discrimination laws after at least one major firm has been shown to use data on race and religion. Suncorp has defended the process for setting premiums after leaks claimed the company used data of ethnicity and religion to set its prices in an area. Traditionally, insurers have focused on customers' age and house location, but now the Australian Financial Review has reported that Suncorp has gone further. Customers housed around higher Islamic affiliation or Greek and Welsh ancestry were charged more under Suncorp's old model. Notably, areas consuming more rice than pasta were priced as low risk, while those from areas with low yogurt consumption were charged more. Legally, insurers are exempt from many aspects of anti-discrimination laws, allowing them to charge more on basis of age, sex, and disability. But that does not include race and religion. Shine lawyers have pointed out that using protected personal characteristics to dictate pricing could result in unlawful discrimination.
Erin Patterson, the mushroom murderer currently serving a life sentence for the toxic poisoning of her three relatives in 2023, has started the appeal process in Victoria's highest court. Patterson was found guilty of murder and has since spent 12 months waiting for her appeal to be heard in a bid to overturn her convictions. The hearing is expected to last 2 days, and if the hearing is successful, Erin could have a retrial. Victoria prosecutors have lodged their own legal challenge and are calling on the Court of Appeal to strip her of the chance to walk free ever again.
In international news, a court in California has heard that Meta, the parent company of social media Facebook and Instagram, had misinterpreted the number of children it had intentionally addicted to its platform through its life. In what has become the largest legal challenge Meta has ever faced, California's Deputy Attorney General alleged that the platform had hid the risks it posed to children, that the business was designed to hook users to harvest data and intervened in its own mental health research. The case comes after whistleblower Frances Haugen released thousands of Meta's internal documents in 2021 detailing their actions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.